Sama doktem parakem al mishna zayin ar kor arayu ke l'chol tova. Elishu nilka b'kesef maisa. Kor is the soft bark of the palm tree. And the palm tree every year, the bark sprouts out, and it's very soft. And eventually, it hardens and becomes part of the bark. It's hard as the original bark. But when it first sprouts out, it's soft and could be eaten. It has a din, just like an eight, just like a piece of wood, as far as everything included. Tumas ochen, it's not mekabel tumas ochen, and it's only edible if you cook it or fry it. If you cook it for a very long time, or if you fry it, then it would be edible. Otherwise, it's not edible. So therefore, since it's not edible in its present state, it's not mekabel tumas ochen. But you are allowed to buy it with kesef, maizur, sheni, and even though it's not edible in its present state, since it is possible to process it to the point where it would be edible if you cook it a very long time, it would become edible. So therefore, it is considered food in regards to kesef, maizur, sheni. Now, even though we had previously that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri equates tumas ochen and kesef, maizur, sheni, and he says that anything that you can buy with kesef, maizur, sheni is also mekabel tumas ochen. But this would be an exception. And since right now it's not edible, it cannot be matami tumas ochen, even though eventually it could be edible if you cook it a long time. But as far as kesef, maizur, sheni is concerned, since if you do cook it, it would be edible, you are allowed to buy it with kesef, maizur, sheni. Kafnios ochen, upatureos min ha-maizros. Kafnios are unripe dates. They are considered food, meaning to say, it would be matami tumas ochen, but they're pater from maizur, as they have not reached the maturity in which it would be a chiv to take off maizur from them, as only when they ripen would you have to take off maizur before eating them. When are fish considered food? And a makabal tumah zochel. Mishami says, as soon as you catch them, even though there's still a lot, they're considered oichel and are makabal tumah zochel. But Beisil Aymer Mishi and Musa, Beisil says, even though you've caught them, until they die, they are not yet considered food and are not makabal tumah zochel. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Michol and Lichias. Rabbi Kiva agrees with Beisil, but only in such a case that if you throw the fish back in the water, it would live. But if you caught the fish and took it out of the water, and it's still alive right now, but if you throw it back in the water, it cannot live anymore. In such a case, even though it's technically still alive right now, it would be considered eichel, and it would be mekabel tumas ochen, according to Rabbi Akiva. Yicher shel te'ena shenifshach u'me'ura b'klipa. A branch of a fig tree that has fruit attached to it, and the branch separated itself from the fig tree, but it's still attached by a sliver to the fig tree. Rabbi Yehuda Mitar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the figs on this branch is tara, are not mekabel tumah. As figs that are still attached to the tree are not mekabel tumah, only after you pick them from the tree can they be mekabel tumah zochon. And even though this branch has separated itself from the fig tree, since it's still attached to the fig tree, even though only by a sliver, the figs on this branch are considered as if they're attached to the tree and are not mekabel tumah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham say that the figs on this branch are only considered attached to the tree if you would tie the branch to the tree. The branch would live and would produce more pears. In such a case, even though the branch is mostly separated from the tree, the fruit on the branch are considered attached to the tree. But if you would tie the branch to the tree, and even so the branch would not live, it would not produce more pears, in such a case, the figs on this branch are no longer considered attached to the tree and are mekabel tumah. Grain that had been uprooted from the ground, but are still attached a bit to the ground, even though they're only attached by a small root, that food is considered attached to the ground, and it's tar, it's not macabre.